do you think that this is a cost-effective approach? Like, let's talk about that for a second in terms of either a union or, let's say, you know, a corporation that opens up an on-site clinic. You know, what does it do for healthcare costs?
Well, what we have found, and we've been in this business decades, is that if you provide high-quality care, the member, the patient, gets better and costs come down. So we think there's a direct, we know, there's a direct relationship between providing high-quality comprehensive care and lower costs.
In other words,
what's not to love about that?
Yeah, you're catching, you know, just to put it in layman's terms, you're catching an early heart disease. You're catching early diabetes, you know, high blood pressure, things that, quite frankly, people wouldn't catch because let's call it what it is. A lot of working class either doesn't have access or, like you said, Stu, has to have a degree in rocket science to figure out how to get to that cardiologist. And yours is kind of one-stop shopping, like, hey, you know, you have high blood pressure. You should take this medicine. That's the end of the discussion. You don't need to see 14 specialists. So you're catching those early, and then I'm assuming that that, in turn, has a downstream effect of saving either the company money, the insurance company money, the union money, and obviously at some point, the member.
And then there's the issue of just wasted cost and effort. So, you know, if the patient has had recent lab work at our center, let's say 2 weeks ago, and we send them to the right specialist in that community, we're going to send their lab work along with them so that specialist doesn't have to stick needles in that patient's arm for the second time in 2 weeks to get the same results we got at our clinic. So we strip this inefficiency and waste out of the system as well.